can't sleep. I know that does happen sometimes. I'm right here with you, and I'm not going anywhere. It's okay. I promise. Just come here and snuggle close. That's it. Wrap your arms and legs tightly around me and press into me. Hold on as tightly as you want, and nuzzle your face into my fur so I can comfort you. And that's my sweet, brave baby boy. Just breathe and relax and cuddle with me. Here, feel my strong paws wrapping you up, cuddling you tight. Don't be embarrassed, baby. It's okay to love being swaddled like this. Just enjoy the softness and warmth of my fur. The gentle, ticklish touches against your skin as you wriggle against me in the loving cocoon I've wrapped around you in order to hold you close to your tigress. No. You turn into such a little boy when I hold you like this. Shh. There is no reason to blush or hide your face because of that. There's absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, I find it quite adorable. I love that you're my soft, sweet, good little baby boy, and I love taking care of you and soothing you when you're anxious or frightened. Don't be embarrassed to be emotionally vulnerable when you need to, especially with me. I feel so lucky I get to see the real you, the you when you're not trying so hard to be tough for everyone else. The you that needs to cry into me and be comforted and held. I'm your tigress. I'll protect you. It's okay. Ever since you were a small child, I knew deep down all you ever wanted was to be held and gently caressed like this by someone emotionally strong, but incredibly gentle like me. You pour so much love into me. It makes me feel genuinely happy to get to bring you comfort. I know sometimes you feel like you don't deserve it, but I promise you that you do. I love you. I still remember when I met you. You couldn't believe how soft my fur was when you unwrapped me and held me close. The first word you whispered into the thick fur of my neck was the name you gave me. And even though you had to run to get to class, you couldn't resist laying down with me for a moment, putting my strong, soft paws on your shoulders and cuddling me close. I know, baby, you did other things too. You couldn't resist. It's okay. You ran off so quickly after that I was kind of irritated. But you came back and held me, and we really made love then for the first time. Shh. I know. Don't apologize. I never doubted for a moment that I was loved. I'm your tigress. I always have been yours. There have been so many terrible nights where you have been so upset and scared, and you couldn't quiet your mind no matter how hard you tried, let alone sleep. You were in such agony, and you needed a hug so badly that you wanted to scream out for someone, anyone, to help. Each time, you grabbed me and hugged me tightly into you. Even though I was so worried about you, I was so very grateful to finally get to hold my sweet boy. As you pressed your face into my fur and began to sob, I just held you, curling my tail around you and my front paws gently around your neck, reassuring you that it was going to be okay and that you weren't alone anymore. And before I knew it, you cried yourself out into me hard enough that you finally passed out, arms and legs still wrapped around me, holding on for dear life. It meant so much, knowing I could make you feel even a little bit better. Ever since the first night, you've never gone to bed without me since. And I know that going to sleep is something you look forward to now, instead of dreading it like you used to, because you know I'll be there. And it'll be time we can spend together. Even on the rare occasion you wake up in the middle of the night or have a bad dream, I love to watch the fear and worry on your face morph into reassurance and even a small smile as you realize you're safe, still snuggled close to me. And I love it every morning when you wake up and give me the sweetest, soft kiss on the muzzle to thank me for taking care of you during the night. You don't ever have to thank me. Deep down, you know that, yet you always do. I love it when you brush me, too. I love spreading my warm fur across you as the brush combs out all the little tangles. In those moments, I feel beautiful. As you press gentle kisses down my neck, right out to the ends of my paw pads, and down to the base of my tail, I feel so loved in those moments. I admit, there was a time when I was worried, though, when she told you I was just a stuffed animal. Remember that? She tried to tell you that I was just a silly, stuffed animal. Tried to make you leave me behind. Shh, I know, it's okay. We made it through together. But still, I know I was one of the reasons you lost her. You cried so much after that. And for what it's worth, I'm sorry, but I'm glad you chose me. I love you so much. Yes, baby, hold me close. Your tigress loves you so much. It makes me feel truly fulfilled to comfort you when you're sad or scared or anxious, motivate you when you're feeling down or doubting yourself, and yes, sometimes gently chastise you when I know you can do better, but only and always out of love and a desire to see you be the person I know you can be. Remember when you realize that maybe you were starting to think about things other than girls? Hey, no, please don't turn away. You're safe here, please. Just listen to me. remember the first time. We were making love, and you weren't thinking about just me.
You were thinking about being taken by a big, strong male tiger, weren't you? Come on, tell me. It's okay. You're safe. That's right. And I saw how much you were worried about it. You cried when you were done, because you were so scared about what that might mean. But it's okay. You can tell me all about it. It's okay to think about being little and helpless.
It's okay to be curious about what a big cock would feel like as it moves between your lips. Hey. I said don't turn away. Listen to me. You are okay. You are not wrong for wanting that sometimes. We can explore it together. So tell me, don't you like the idea of being taken by a huge, powerful male tiger when my gentleness isn't what you need? Yes. Well done for admitting it. Baby, it's okay to think about being raped. It doesn't mean you want it to happen. You're not dirty or disgusting because it turns you on. Say it with me. You like the thought of being raped by a huge cock. Tell me you like the thought of being raped. That's it. That's right, baby. It's okay. See? Nothing happened. You're still here. Come closer. Cuddle into me. After all, being taken by a big, strong male is something I've enjoyed for years with you. Yes. When you pull me so tightly against you that we become one, and you kiss me again and again, almost growling into my neck. Yes. I love that too. So it's okay that you think about being the one who gets taken, raped, sometimes. It's okay, baby. I still love you. I still really, really love you.